Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, we just did a show together, and we're going to do another one right here, right now. We have Melody Cedarstrom. She is with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. And I think you've heard me talk enough now that we're doing a show prior to this one on shortwave only. And so Melody and I just had a fun show together. We're going to do another one. Melody, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Did you get your swallow of coffee and everything between shows?
Yes, I did.
I had to tease Melody because she shushed me on the other show, and that kind of ended up our running joke throughout the show because I sing the intro. Just like I sing the intro to this one, only you don't get to hear it.
No, I don't.
No. Well, you were telling us in the previous hour that it's been a good day for gold and silver. So why don't we just start right out there, right there?
And we're still seeing a positive in the gold and silver market. Gold is up $3.40 at $1,266. Silver's up 8 cents today, $16.30. Platinum is up $6 today at $923. And palladium is up $8 at $1,034. Yeah, the markets, let me see if I can't find my recap on the markets. Most of the stock markets were higher when they opened trade today, but now both the NASDAQ and the S&P are in negative territory, and the Dow seems like it's following also, and which is sort of kind of odd because you'd think with D.C. and all the patting on the back and all the hoopla is the best Christmas present ever of the tax cuts, tax reform, that you'd have positive numbers on all three markets. And, you know, I actually thought we still could. It's still early in the day, but perhaps we'd see the Dow close at 25,000. Yeah. But and have the NASDAQ close over 7,000. But a lot can happen in the next couple of days. I think that's their goal, and we just have to go along with it. And those of you who are fortunate enough to having a good portfolio in paper, make sure you get it protected by purchasing gold and silver. That's the sad mistake everyone makes. You know, they start feeling confident that things aren't going to reverse themselves and things are going to just keep going and going and going like the little bunny rabbit. And unfortunately, they don't protect what they have, and then they end up losing all the gains that they had because things do correct. And there isn't anything that goes up forever. You even had the 10-year yield today, 2.49%. That's up 1%. That's an incredible move. And so we're going to continue to see, you know, most likely gold prices going higher. Tax reform is great, but there's also, there's also other measures that will react to that tax reform. And the bond market, I believe, is one. So 10-year yield, 2.49. Bill Gross, past CEO, was once known as the bond king, PIMCO. And he says that when you're looking at the 10-year yield, he thinks 2.60%, if it closes consistently above the 2.60%, that's going to bring a major pressure on the bond market. So we'll just have to see. But it was interesting, not this past rate increase, but the one before, the 10-year yield was at 2.60 when they increased it. And, of course, it fell thereafter.
All right. Well, you know,
and I have a lot of static on the line.
Yeah, we're going to reconnect to you when we get on a commercial break.
Okay.
I think we're going to do that. We were noticing it too. The gold and the silver, I want to reiterate what you always say. Gold is your savings
gold
account,
is, mm-hmm.
and silver is your checking account. And so you want to you want to back and protect what you have. I was thinking, too, and I was looking for my article, and I think I had that a couple of days ago, and I didn't share it, where, you know, we've been talking about how they're going to try to get into our 401ks and start going after that. And the article I had to write down, just like they did Social Security, they're going to start dipping into that because they need that money.
They do.
And I don't know if you saw that article or not. But
even after the recession of 2008, when we were at 2010 and 2011, they were talking about dipping into writing legislation on how they could create some sort of an annuity to where people that had investments would, you know, turn their money over to the government because they think they can handle your money better than you can, and that they would dole it out to you on a monthly basis, and, you know, until the day you passed on, you wouldn't have to worry about losing all of your money to the stock markets. And that should be comforting to some. I mean, that would scare the pants off me. But they can't do a better job. The problem is they don't give the people the real information of what's going on in the economy and what the risks are. They continue to get these skyrocketing numbers and the people take the risk. And so, yeah, they're not going to let that money sit there. They're not going to let people walk away. And these are people's retirement accounts. And we got the baby boomers that are getting, you know, that are retiring. And there's more and more coming up. And, you know, if you really think you're going to walk away with it, you're going to be sadly mistaken.
Yeah,
you know, and you know what? People say, "Well, we have a there's a contract." Well, you know what? Talk to the people in Detroit.
Hmm.
You know, talk to the people in Pennsylvania. Talk to the people in California. You know, talk to the people in Texas, where pensions are being rewritten and readjusted. Restructured.
And it was the pensions.
They call it restructured. It's called stealing.
It was the pensions they were going after. I said the wrong thing when I said 401ks. It was the pensions they were going after. And I thought, well, how is that any different than our Social Security? They weren't supposed to touch that, and they did. And
they're going after that after these tax reforms.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and it just amazes me. Rubio wanted the child credit, you know, so he'd vote yes. Well, you know what? That's another program. It's another social program.
Well, and it makes no sense. I mean, not that we don't want to help those that are poor, but your tax return is because you've overpaid. So if you've paid in taxes and you get a tax return, you get a tax return, it's because you overpaid. He was wanting to give people more money that hadn't paid at all. Or paid very little in. So why are you the idea is to get a refund because you overpaid. So why would they get a refund if they didn't pay anything in the first place? So that goes to show you they don't care what they do with your dollars. They're going to give your dollars away. It is a redistribution of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
We already have welfare for those who are poor, but that's not enough. They want to give them a refund of money that they didn't pay in the first place. That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, if government did what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't have the problems that we have. If government was supposed to do what they're supposed to do, the majority of people that are on programs would be able to sustain themselves. They'd be able to have a decent job. They'd be able to have living wages. They'd be able to take care of their child. And if we didn't have a fiat currency, we wouldn't have where child care costs so much that people can't afford it. Just like health care.
Hmm.
The problem, why is health care so expensive? Don't just, you know, repeal and replace. Find out and fix the problem.
Well, they know.
But they don't. They can't.
They know what it is.
They know what it is.
They know
what
it is because it's going into their pockets. They know exactly what it is. And we are going into a break. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit more about what's taking place. We have this big new tax thing, you know. It's going to make us all richer. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Visit Melody's website, DGScoins.com. DGScoins.com. You can give her a call in her office. But right now, she's here. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I have with me today Melody Cederstrom. And we're talking about gold. We're talking about silver. We're talking about the economy. They passed the tax reform bill last night, and they got to do it again today. That always kind of makes me chuckle. But they passed it last night, and they got some issues, so they're going to do it again today. And it should, if everything goes well, it should meet the president's desk sometime this evening, I think. Isn't it, Melody?
Noon.
Yeah. Okay. For lunch, we're going to have a whole new life ahead of us.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, I wonder if it's really true that we're going to have a postcard that we can do our taxes on.
That's going to put a lot of CPAs out of business, isn't it?
You'd think.
Well, I don't know. But I know it's going to be a wonderful world because they've told us it's going to be a wonderful world. 80% of the taxpayers will get a tax cut in 2018. That's 80% of us. All going to be well and good. A single payer living in a taxpayer in Pennsylvania making $60,000 a year with no children and taking the standard deduction should save $1,492. That's pockets up there in the
$116 a month.
Yeah, wow. What are we going to do with that? Don't spend it all in one place, you know. And if you're a married couple, I don't know why they compared these in different states, but they did. This is in with two children in New Mexico, making a combined salary of $100,000, income of $100,000 a year. Your standard deduction will be $2,868. $2,868. It says here that, you know, everything's supposed to get better. It's supposed to get better for us, and it's just, you know, it's going to be a great Christmas present. It's comical to me. I said this in the show prior to this. It's comical to me as I sat and watched. You know, you got one senator, and I mean, she was all giddy and excited about all this. It's going to be so great for America. It's just we're on the right road. And then you hear Schumer or Pelosi talking, and everybody's going to die. It's just terrible. It's just, and I'm going, we've got one extreme to the other. So what is the truth? I don't know.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle is the truth.
I'm thinking we probably won't notice anything.
No, we're not going to notice anything. And, you know, you might see the stock market get stronger because, you know, it'll be interesting to see how long it's going to take for all these trillions of dollars to come back to the States. I mean, that's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, there's going to be fallout somewhere from the moving of funds from one spot to another. And we're in the midst of negotiating trade deals or renegotiating NAFTA. And so all of this all plays a part in, you know, what truly is the outcome of these tax cuts. But the problem with it, whether it helps or whether it doesn't, the problem is how are they going to get paid for? You know, that I didn't see where revenue was created. They talk about $1.5 trillion over a 10-year period, a decade that it's going to cost. I'll guarantee you, I've never known government programs that actually cost what they say they're going to cost. So you can multiply it by 2, 3, or 4. It will be the actual cost of this.
Keep talking.
So, so that, you know, so again, you know, 1.5. Even if it's, you know, 800 billion or whatever it might be, it's going to be much higher than what they claim it will be.
We're having that's not on your side. I'm having some equipment problem, so just keep talking when you hear that crackling. It's my equipment. It's getting old. It's getting old. It's used and it needs to be replaced, and I haven't been able to get that taken care of just yet. So keep going.
All right. But we do have, even Ron Paul says inflation is all over the place, and it's you know, he talks about it's a danger to stocks, but it's also, you know, and how does it affect the consumer out there? You know, if someone came to me and says, I have $1,400, I'd say pay off your debt. Apply it to your debt. Get out of debt. You have to get out of debt. And so, you know, if anything, and we could continue to see that consumer debt is climbing to the highs that we had back to 2007. You know, consumer debt's not going down. Government debt's not going down. So, you know, how does all of this change? You know, sure, it might bring a few jobs back. Sure, it might bring a manufacturing plant back or two. But I don't think that's going to be enough in order to pay for the tax cuts.
Some of the rhetoric that I was listening to last night that I had to chuckle at is like, how could it get any worse? You know, they were talking about the debt. I think it was Schumer. It was somebody on the Democrat side that was saying it's just going to explode. The debt is just going to explode. And I'm thinking, well, where is it right now? You know, how's it going to explode anymore? Not that I want to attach more to it. I'm just saying these guys are just crazy.
Well, you know, Speaker Paul Ryan says the tax bill is a profound change. You bet it is. And I think we are going into a period of time, and, you know, and this is no disrespect to the White House. This is no disrespect to Trump and so forth. You know, I'm thinking they're desperate. I think this isn't something, oh, well, we're doing so great that we can, you know, spending is coming down, we can do tax cuts and so forth. I view this as desperation.
Band-aid.
On part of the government as far as our economy, because they know what is coming. This is the last attempt. This is through desperation, to make a change, to try and hold and perhaps make a change to protect those that it protects during a downcline, during a decline. And so, you know, I can always be hopeful, but the truth isn't telling me that. You know, the truth is telling me something different.
Well, we know the fact that they continue to dip into Social Security. They want to dip into the pensions now. We know that they're talking about somehow to get in and tax a little more on the 401ks. We know that it's not enough, you know, for Schumer to get up and talk about the debt is going to explode. The debt is already out of control, and they're doing nothing in this tax bill, nothing that they've done in the last several months has eliminated any of the spending. In fact, they keep wanting to spend more, just like Rubio wanting to give more to these families that give nothing. You know, it's like, where is that money going to come from, Marco? Come on.
Hey, but everybody was on board because they needed his vote. So they needed his vote. So they said, pat you on the back, and you know, you can, you know, puff up that chest and feel that, you know, you're doing something that you're getting paid for.
Well, he said they would be reasonable. You know, Rubio said that. We'll be reasonable. We have a caller. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today? Are you there, Mike? Okay, go to Roger. We have Roger in New Mexico.
Yes. Well, you have the expert there on the show. Could you say something about Bitcoin? Because I see your Bitcoin going up exponentially. In my 50 years of doing business on the internet, on the stock market, anything that goes up exponentially is headed for a rude awakening.
It goes down in the
it crashes. So you can't go up exponentially forever.
Right.
So I'll get off the line.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
For what you say about Bitcoin.
We haven't talked about Bitcoin here. We've talked about it on Power Talks on the hour prior to this, but we haven't talked about it much here. I'm going to let you vent on Bitcoin.
Well, you know, you have two sides. You're going to have those that say Bitcoin is the biggest bubble of all the bubbles ever made. I think government and world debt is the biggest bubble, but that's in the bond market. But we'll take Bitcoin for now. They're all bubbles. Bitcoin is a bubble, and it's got a huge risk. Just this morning, and it's very volatile. What? We had a $3,500 swing overnight. They call it one of those flash crashes on Bitcoin. You need new people buying into Bitcoin in order to push the price up. To me, that's a Ponzi scheme, you know, where you need new money for the price to continue to go up. There was yesterday, a South Korean cryptocurrency exchange files for bankruptcy after it was hacked.
And they've got CloudCoin coming up. We're going into a break. I want to hang on to that. And Mike is back. We'd lost Mike. So Mike is back. We're going to go to Mike. We're going to talk about Bitcoin. We're going to talk about gold and silver. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business.
My company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. You can give her a call at 877-895-5410 right here. Or you can give her a call in the office later at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have Mike holding from Illinois. Did you want to finish up on your Bitcoin vent a little bit?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, you have the South Korean cryptocurrency exchanges, and this isn't the only one. Users are going to get 75% of assets for now and until it goes through bankruptcy. It lost 17% of its assets. You know, this is the risk. And, you know, personally, I believe this is, I somehow, some way, there's more and more people talking about it that, I believe these exchanges, this cryptocurrency is tied to governments. They wrote about, the DOD wrote about cryptocurrencies back in the, I don't know if it was the 80s or something like that. So, you know, there's just something not right about it. And it's not real. It's not real. There's no privacy. And certainly it is exciting to see the price rise. I've talked to people who have, they got Bitcoin when they might have one Bitcoin that they got at 1,000. Now it's 17,000 and they're waiting for next year to turn it in so they get a lower tax rate and they're going to go buy a car. So yeah, you hear those stories and, you know, congratulations, that's great. But don't get fooled that it's going to go on forever. And it is a bubble and it will break. And I don't think Bitcoins will go away, but I do believe it's a fad right now, fad in a bubble.
I was going to say, if money grows on trees, what does Bitcoin grow on?
Yeah.
We're going to go to Mike from Illinois.
Air.
Mike, we've got Mike back. Mike, how are you today?
Well, okay, I guess I should have paid my phone bill up in first off, congratulations, Grandma. I hope both of the babies are doing well.
They're doing
well.
Melanie, thank you very much.
Thanks for everything that you're doing, too. You know, I think the root of the whole problem here is we the people. As a whole, I think the American people have become a little on the lazy side and have misplaced their trust in people in Washington, D.C., and in their state capitals, who are supposed to be representatives and who are nothing but two-bit politicians, and they're not even worth a quarter. And if we would take the responsibility ourselves and educate ourselves and handle our own finances, the more that you allow the banking industry to control your money, the less independent we are.
Right.
You got two guys that live next door to each other, and let's say they both have $10,000 saved. Well, the guy, we'll call him A, he's got $10,000 in the bank, and he can go and get it when the bank's open, or maybe on the weekend he can go over and get a little part of it out of the ATM, and he pays a fee for using the ATM. Let's call the other guy B. B bought himself a big safe, and he's got it hidden in his house, and he's got access to his money. He maybe got some gold and silver, but he's got cash there. I mean, realistically speaking, when you need money in the middle of the night or on a weekend or something, who's the smarter guy, really, the one that's got his money invested in the bank where he's earning 2 or 3% on his investment, and the bankers are earning maybe 15 or 20 off his money? Or the guy that's got his money at home and maybe he's not earning anything on it, but he's also got he's got access to it 24 hours a day. And I will let you go with that comment, girls.
Thank you.
Wishing you and your families a wonderful Christmas and the best of the new year. And may God bless and protect his people and this republic, which was designed as one nation under God. Thanks,
Merry,
for
Merry Christmas to you, Mike, and to Mildred.
Merry
I hope
Christmas.
She has a healthier year. I know she's had a lot of struggles this year. I pray that she does better this next year.
We appreciate everything you girls do. And for those listening, support Beth, support Melanie. I've done a little bit of business with Melanie in the past, and she's a straight-up woman. She's a good woman. She's got a good place there, and her prices are reasonable. So you can't ask any more than that today. When you can trust somebody and you're getting a fair shake for your money, you cannot ask any more than that. So thanks for everything, girls, and everybody have a great Christmas and New Year's. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Very nice call. Thank you, Mike. To you. And you are absolutely correct. And when people have gold and silver, you're basically out of the system. And that's where, you know, I get we have to work, we have to pay bills, we have to do that. I understand that. We even get to, you know, gamble a little bit in the stock market. I get that. But your gold and silver keeps you tied to the system. And I think that's really important. You are your own banker. You are your own Federal Reserve. Mm. You're not tied to their program. You are truly financially free. You're financially independent when you own gold and silver. And I think in the future that's going to be very, very important. And yeah, you know, we've been talking about this. I've been talking about it for 23 plus years, you know, about, the collapse of the system where you're going to have the paper market trade at the same price as gold at around 3,000. And yeah, I believe we're a day closer to it. But, you know, you have the central banks, you have the Federal Reserve who prints money, who creates financial programs along with Wall Street, because every time we go into a session and these markets should correct, they've been able to bring us out, they've been able to stimulate the economies all through debt. And we've seen it time and time again, and it was even more powerful after the recession of 2008. We get to 2011, there was companies too big to fail. Trillions of dollars was pumped into the system. We're seeing it in Japan. We're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing it in China. What happens when these central banks and governments begin to pull out? And trust me, our own federal bank, our own Federal Reserve is pumping money into the system as we speak right now. When all those bonds that they bought mature, what do you think they do with the? What do you think they do with that money? They rebuy. So in essence, they're still rebuying bonds, but they don't call it a quantitative easing. You know, it's something else. And that's what they do. They rename it, they retag it, and they fool the American people, and they fool the, you know, investors. So, you know, gold and silver is going to be there for you. Pardon?
Well, I was going to tell you, we've got a caller. He wants to talk about currency, and you're kind of got on that topic, so I wanted to go to John from Missouri. John, how are you today? Are you there, John? I guess we lost. There you are. There you are, John.
There you are. No, thank you, ladies. It's an excellent topic. What I'm looking at right now is a lot of people really don't seem to have any money per se. There's a lot of debt, and I'm looking at the Bitcoin also, and I believe it's also a bubble. And some were writing that this is Bitcoin is a way to turn this into a electronic money, where it's only digits, only digits on a page instead of actually holding gold or silver or paper money. Now, I'm also looking at this and thinking that I think a lot of the people are buying Bitcoin because they're having trouble with their country, with their banking and money system, and they're looking somewhat at Bitcoin as a safe haven. Maybe I'm looking at it incorrectly, but I'm like your other caller. I think the best thing is you need to have a little bit of it in your hand, if not for, you know, but for emergency or to just have it all the time, to control it yourself.
All right, I'm going to have you hang on. We are going into a break, John. Hang on, and Melody's going to address what you're talking about, and we're going to talk about all that because we've got to get independent. I love that word, independent. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and Melody and Beth Ann and John, we'll be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We are visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can visit with her right here, right now, 877-895-5410. John is still on the line. Melody, I'm going to let you and him kind of get together there.
Can I add something onto this, please?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay. Now, you utilities are probably very well aware that they short the market. They'll sell millions of ounces of silver with no buyers, per se, but between the banks and their exchanges. So I've read a lot, and it looks like if they truly did not manipulate gold and silver by shorting it, we would see a very big increase in the price. So,
okay.
Thank you for letting me say that.
All right, Melody.
It has a huge psychology impact on it, though, because you do see, and lots of times on a Friday or Thursday afternoon, we'll see, it's happened a couple times this year, all of a sudden gold will drop 10, 11, 12 bucks. For no reason, I mean, no news, no reason whatsoever, and then you'll wait till the next day and they'll show that, you know, there's some trade that was done, you know, at the closing of the London market, which is, I think is 11 o'clock our time. Shortly thereafter, you'll see this huge trade come through and, you know, where they'll short and gold will drop and, you know, so forth. It usually reverses, but this is how we saw it when it was hovering around the 1300 level. A big trade came in and dropped it, and it picks up steam, and you get a little, there's a lot of psychology manipulation going on in today's market. It's like, you know, what did Bob used to call it, Bob Chapman, psychological warfare going on, mm-hmm. you know, in our stock markets. And, you know, you said lots of people don't have money. That might be true, but there's $20 trillion sitting in retirement accounts. That's a lot of money. And people think that it's safe, and a lot of those that money is invested not only in the stocks but also in the bonds. And these are all at risk. They're all in a bubble. There isn't any bond that's safe. Even Mr. Trump during his campaign said, well, we might have to negotiate bonds. Do you have any idea what will be the amount of wealth that would be lost if confidence in bonds? Now, he said it, whether it be done or not is another matter, but the thought is there. The idea is there, and if he said it, that means someone else is thinking about it too. So everything really is at risk. I really don't think as we continue to have as much debt as we have, they can't fix anything. And when you see Bitcoin, I agree with you, you're looking at the world, it is a bubble. You know, you hear about them saying that it's a safe haven. Personally, I believe you have a lot of money laundering going on. I believe you have a lot of you have a lot of sanctions on various countries, on banks and people's accounts. What a great way to move money around. So, yeah, is it 100% all money laundering and you know, bad money and corruption money? Probably not, but I'll guarantee it's a large part of it that we're seeing and so forth. So considering that, you know, Bitcoin was once the dark web currency and all this kind of stuff, that's what's being used. And I mean, that's the problem with Bitcoin. We don't know anything about it. So why would you want to put your money into it? And I don't think, you know, you hear reports of people are selling their gold and silver. I've had one customer that sold his gold. Nobody else is. You know, I don't think that many people are selling their gold and silver to buy Bitcoin. You know?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and the mindset of the person that sold was that it'll never go down. And we all know it goes down.
What goes up must come down.
Mm-hmm. When there's no fundamentals underneath it, absolutely.
Well, and I think that's, we know, we've talked about that before, our fiat money that has no backing. It's just paper. It's just IOU notes is all that is.
Yeah, I mean, but Bitcoin is even worse.
It's not even got that.
It's ones and zeros. And when you think about hacking and the theft and the every day we hear stories. And, yeah, to me it's fascinating, but I wouldn't put a penny into it.
But it's going to be fun to watch it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, it's fun. Sure, it's fun to watch a bubble, knowing it's a bubble. Because, you know, all bubbles break.
And my grandchildren love to do that. They like to break the bubbles when they blow mm-hmm. bubbles outside, you know. That's what happens.
And that's exactly what happens.
Exactly. Well, we're just about finished. Do you have a package or do you have anything you want to, we're going into Christmas. It'll be Christmas before you're back. We'll already have had Christmas before you come back.
Yes, it will. In fact, we'll be in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And for the end of till the end of this month, we're selling American Silver Eagles. We do have the 2018s that you can lock in the price for, and the Mint will distribute them, release them the first part of January. So it'll take a week or two until we get them actually shipped and everything. But if you want to lock in the price for them, you can. We're including free shipping on orders of 20 or more for the Silver Eagles. So, but they need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And we still have some 2017s if you don't want to wait you know, until the second or third week for your order. But you can still lock in the price at either or. Just let us know. And that's, again, 1-800-375-4188. Gold is always a great bargains on gold. $20 gold pieces, pre-33 coins. I mean, premiums are at 13-year lows. And you want to buy low, sell high, folks. So great time to be adding them to your portfolio. And we'd be more than happy to look at your portfolio. And we don't charge people for, I mean, we're not financial planners. But I've been doing this long enough, and I certainly know my gold. I certainly know my silver and coins and what is a good balanced portfolio people should have in gold and silver. So if you'd like any help, just give me a call at any time. I'd be more than happy to answer all your questions.
And that's 1-800-375-4188. Also visit the website. Sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. She's got a new contributor. That would be yours truly. I'm helping out for a little while, sending her a few articles, and you're welcome to visit for me or for the other writers, I guess, those two, at dgscoins.com.
Yes, we're very excited. We're going to see some changes with Discount Gold and Silver. We're, you know, changing the website, and we have the weekly newsletter that goes out. You're going to see some changes in there in our programming, Financial Survival, and, of course, the morning program I do with Beth, Power Talks. I think it's going to be a very exciting year.
A new year in 2018, and I'm excited about it too. We had a lot of activity this year, as she predicted last year. If you remember, she said we were going to have a lot of activity. We've had a lot of that and a few meltdowns, but anyway, we are out of time. Melody, thank you for all that you do. Have a great afternoon. Melody does another show called Financial Survivor at 4 o'clock, and it is also on shortwave. Thank you so much, Melody. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
I know we'll talk again, but Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
And, you know, people, we need to do whatever we can to be independent. That's the best way for us to go into the new year.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.